welcome back to Gracie Meets. Can I ask a weird question? Have you ever clogged your toilet? Well, you may know a plumber would come over and fix it, but did you know that unclogging toilets isn't all a plumber does? To help shed some light upon all the other tasks a plumber takes care of, I invited Mr. Michael Rainey onto the show today. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Michael. I'm 40 years old. I started plumbing about 14 years ago, and for the most part, been going at it ever since.
Why did you choose to do this as your career?
Well, before I started plumbing, the job that I had before, I just was not happy with it. It was not fun no more, so I wanted to venture out and do something else, so I chose the plumbing line.
And what part of your job is the most challenging?
The most challenging part of my job would be, I would say, the rough end part of it. And that would be on a new construction job, which is what we do mostly is all new construction. Would be the plumbing underslab, meaning before the concrete is poured, you got to make sure all your pipes, your plumbing, make sure your water is in the correct spot. Because once they pour the slab, then if it is not in the correct spot, well, then you have to saw cut and bust up your slab and move pipes over. So that's what would be the most challenging part of my job.
Why would a teenager want to go into this career?
Okay, I think a teenager would want to go into this career because they could go into government jobs, work for the state, federal part, aspect of it. It's just so much out there to learn. There's different types of plumbing. Like I said, there's new construction. There is service calls where you go into a house that people is already living there and do service repair work. And there's just many different forms of plumbing that you could get into.
So I know with plumbing, it's like people normally think of like, oh, I'm going to call this dude to come in and unclog my toilet. Well, is there more to that than just doing that, or?
Well, not so much. It just depends on if it's just a clogged up toilet. I mean, if you call me, for instance, and you have a stopped up toilet and I get there, first thing that I'm going to check to make sure, say your septic system is not stopped up or your fill line is not giving you a problem. Or the sewer, if you're on city sewer, well, then you don't have a septic tank. Well, then you might have a blockage in between the house and the street that's causing a blockage in your house. So there's many different things that could go wrong that could be causing your toilet to be stopped up. So whenever you go to those service calls like that, well, then it could be several different things. So you pretty much all got to troubleshoot it once you get there.
Is there any training that you needed to do to be able to do this job?
There is, you can actually go to school to do plumbing, but like me, when I started 14 years ago, I started out with a friend of mine that I went to school with. He already had his business, so I pretty much well trained under him, learned hands-on. So whenever there was an issue, a plumbing problem, which we started out at first doing service work, and then we ventured into doing new construction, I learned most of my work under him. So there is training, but my best was on-the-job training.
Why do you think this job isn't normal, or why do you think it's unique?
Okay, so the unique aspect of it, I would say, would be every day is different. One day we might be doing a rough end, and by lunchtime, we're finished. We might be going to another job where we would be inside doing the hooking up fixtures and putting an inside plumbing in the toilets and all. And then the very next day, we might be doing what they call the stack out, which would be running your PVC, installing your tubs, installing your valves, and your water heaters, your gas supplies to your house, your drops, and stuff such as that.
I know you don't have an office for this, but like, what does your workspace like look like? Is it like a construction site?
It is mostly. Sometimes, you know, we do have to, you know, have inside work. Sometimes it's outside work in the heat. And, but most of the times, you know, we're spread out here and there. So our office work is a variety of different things.
Does it take a certain type of person to excel in this career, or can just anyone do it?
someone who has a real work ethics, this got a good background in work, because it's real hard on a person. You need somebody that wants to get up in the morning at daylight and work till the job is complete. So I don't believe plumbing is something that just anybody can do. It's got to be somebody that's desiring and wants to do it.
Hard worker.
Hard
worker. Yeah.
That's right.
What are the best and worst parts of your job?
The best part of my job, I would say, would be the AC aspect of it. Whenever we're inside working in the coolness of the air conditioner, that's my best part. Now, the worst part of it is when we're having to go out and repair water lines. We have to go underneath the house because of a water leak, and you forget to bring a changing of clothes. And then there you go. You're muddy, you're wet from crawling underneath the house. That would be the extreme worst side of it.
What is one piece of advice that you would have given yourself on the first day of your job?
A good piece of advice that I would give myself, if I could go back, would be to pay closer attention, ask more questions, and really work hard.
Yeah, the questions part, it reminds me of pretty much school. Because, you know, if you don't understand something, you got to ask the questions, and that's what helps. Because if you don't ask the questions, then you're just going to be confused the whole time. So I think it's good that you can still need to ask questions whenever you grow up and do your job.
That's correct.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you.
Being a plumber is more than just unclogging a toilet. You have to install pipes and crawl under houses to get your job done. What's great about this job is you don't even need to go to school for it. But not just anyone can do this. You have to want to go into this work at the crack of dawn and work your booty off. No normal person could handle a new problem every day and still want to do all the dirty work. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a new break show about going in for an interview.